This podcast brought to you by the full-time and part-time graduate business programs of Notre Dame's Mendoza College of Business. Powerful network, legendary brand. That's Notre Dame Business. Learn about our graduate programs in Chicago and South Bend at mendoza.nd.edu.
The latest front on the war against cyber attacks, the ATM.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. In a bid to fight off cyber thieves, millions of U.S. merchants have installed equipment at the checkout line to accept credit and debit cards with security chips. Now, your bank's automatic teller machine is getting similar technology. It comes amid a big rise in ATM fraud as cyber criminals increasingly target the machines. Here to talk about this is Wall Street Journal senior special writer Robin Seidel. Robin, chip-enabled cards have cut down on fraud at the checkout counter, but without this technology, the number of ATMs compromised by criminals has jumped, hasn't it?
Yes, indeed, cyber thieves are increasingly targeting ATMs. The numbers have been rising every year, and certainly the thought is that as one area, like merchant checkout lines, become more secure, that makes ATMs even that much more vulnerable.
Yes, you say according to FICO, the number of ATMs compromised by criminals has jumped more than sixfold from 2014, and I guess the number was the highest ever recorded.
Yes, and really the main activity that is being done is skimming, which we've all heard about for years, basically, in which the crooks put some kind of device surreptitiously on an ATM, and it is then able to record, sometimes even with a tiny little camera, your PIN and other information. And then the criminals then have the number, and then they can create a fake card and withdraw money from your account.
And Robin, you say that the push to make ATMs more secure has taken on added urgency because of things that are happening this month.
Yes. On October 21st, that is a deadline that MasterCard has set for ATM operators to be able to accept chip cards and to use chip technology in their machines. Otherwise, any kind of costs that occur from fraud that are now borne by the banks will be borne by the ATM operator.
ATM cybercrime is relatively small compared to the total number of ATM withdrawals, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's about 1.5 million illicit ATM withdrawals every year, and that is a fraction of the withdrawals that do happen. And a lot of the illicit withdrawals are really small numbers, you know, $100 there, $200 there. But, you know, if it's your account, it makes a difference.
That's right. It's a lot more dangerous, potentially, because it is your bank account.
Right, exactly, versus a credit card where you have zero liability. So if you did not authorize a purchase, then you just don't have to pay. In with debits, there's also zero liability, but there are some more restrictions in which you've got to notify your bank after a certain amount of time in order to get that money put back into your account. And it could also, you know, take a little bit of time as well, unlike with the credit card where you just don't pay.
I know my bank ATM is chip ready. I don't have a chip ready debit card, but you know, my bank is still ready. But how chip ready in general are bank ATMs at this point?
Well, the estimate is about 40% of the 420,000 ATMs in this country will be ready by October 21st. That is a far better number, virtually double the amount of merchants that were ready last year when their liability switch happened. But I think you made a very good point. A lot of people still don't have chip debit cards, and that's because the banking industry initially started putting chips on credit cards, and debit cards have definitely lagged. And so you really need, you know, the chip, not only a chip-ready ATM, but you need a chip-ready card in order for those protections to take place.
Isn't there a problem with ATM operators getting the right technology to put all this into place?
Yeah, well, it costs anywhere, estimates $300 to $700 to upgrade an ATM, and there are tons of small suppliers out there, in addition to the big banks, as small operators as well. And so some of the smaller guys are having a harder time getting the equipment that they need, the upgrade kits, to meet the deadline. And, you know, that's pretty typical, but I think it's certainly going to contribute to the fact that not everybody will be ready on October 21st. And then Visa, their deadline is a whole year later. So there was some confusion in the industry about the two different deadlines that are a year apart, but most people are really taking this MasterCard deadline of October 21st, kind of the one to really be on the lookout for and to be ready for, because, you know, that's an awful lot of there are an awful lot of MasterCard debit cards out there.
That's right. And October 21st is the deadline by which ATM operators will become liable for any fraud that occurs if a MasterCard chip-enabled card is used at a machine that's not equipped with chip technology.
Exactly.
Wall Street Journal senior special writer Robin Seidel, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.